Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it is Friday and I like to think of you as my friends, but some friends are so close that RT pay them to come in and actually talk to me. Yes, it's time for...
F-I-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yeah, it's Jen's Friday Friends, actually. And today my friend is Kevin McGahern from TV and Comedy. And actually, how would you describe your job? Because I couldn't explain to my four-year-old yesterday. Kevin, are you there? Kevin.
It really depends on who I'm talking to.
Oh.
So like if I'm talking to a child, I'll say I pretend for money. Or if I'm talking to like my uncle, I'll say like I'm an accountant. I'll say I do a series of advertisements on the radio. It pays quite well. You know, it keeps the wolf in the door, you know what I mean? So yeah, it really depends who I'm talking to.
Wow, that is
I've got a
varied.
New job doing voice for like a kids animated show. So that's going to be easier talking to children now. I'll just say, oh, I'm a cartoon fox on the telly.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah. Well,
Enzo couldn't get his head around what I did. He was like, I know you work in RT. He was like, he's
but
four.
Does
like,
he
but what
hear
do you do?
He doesn't hear you on the radio.
He does hear me, but he's like, but what do you actually do? You know, he wanted me to explain to him. He was like, I make cars or I drive a bus. I present a radio
You're
show.
Like a sexy yeah, Joe but, Duffy who yeah, plays hot tunes.
I like that. I just met Marty.
Marty Wheel. Yeah. Oh, Marty Morrissey.
The legend yeah. in the corridor. We had a bit of a flirt.
I actually heard his voice and I went to Gwyn and go, hi, Marty.
Well, I was flirting with him. He said, Jennifer, I didn't recognise you. You're always so glam when I see you on the telly. I went, fuck you, Marty. So, that's a dick.
There's certain things you just don't say to women.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Talk about saying things. Let's talk about voice notes because on Tuesday we talked about the... just the annoyance of voice notes. They've crept into society where we can't stop doing them. Do you have people in your life that send you really long, rambling voice notes? And how do you feel about it, Kev?
Okay. I'm in two minds with the voice notes. I read somewhere that Irish people use voice notes more than anyone else, mm-hmm. which kind of makes sense because we love to chat, but we like to know that we're the only ones talking. It's like a one-sided chat.
Yeah.
That you can just, I'm going to ramble and say my piece and then I may not listen to yours today or tomorrow. I like them because I'm friends with a lot of comedians. They tend to be quite funny and comedians know about timing and when to get off the stage. But then like there is friends who just like, they have this 10 minute rant. And
non-comedians.
Normal people.
And they're not funny and they're rambling.
And they go on too long and you're like, you need to edit this down, man. You need a producer.
Yeah, it's a really good... I didn't think of it like that. We just want to talk and don't want to listen.
Exactly.
Okay. That's why we like... That makes complete sense to me.
I prefer it sometimes. Sometimes you can't... Sometimes I'll write a text three times and delete it three times and go, I'm just going to send a voice note.
Yeah.
Some things you need the tone of somebody's voice as well.
Yeah, like, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that in a voice note. On Wednesday, as usual, I was quoting, you know, Marcus Aurelius. I do love a good Roman emperor.
How are you quoting? Are you watching Gladiator or something? How did you come across Marcus Aurelius?
I'm married to an Italian. Come on.
Well, yeah, but you're not spouting Joyce in the gaff.
No, well... I do love it, but he's very up on his Sean O'Casey because of me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I saw it on Instagram, and I was.
It was like if you don't take me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Oh,
Marcus Aurelius,
something like that. But I was quoting Marcus, my old pal, and because I was talking about petitions, right? Mm-hmm. Because people are getting angry and putting energy into things that they shouldn't be. Because over 2,000 people, English people. Mm. Signed a petition about Milky Way crispy rolls. Mm. Remember them? And
yeah.
You know, because they're going to discontinue them. And 2,000 people signed a petition to make them stop because they're so angered over their chocolate bar. Could you be bothered with stuff like that?
Well, first of all, I absolutely love the crispy rolls.
Do you?
It's my go-to. Like if somebody says, I'm going to the shop, what do you want? I'll say, give me a crispy
roll. Galaxy caramel.
No, I'll say a Milky Way crispy roll and they'll say, what if they don't have it? I'll say, go to another shop. Because not every shop has them. But I absolutely love them. So I can see...
The anger.
Like, I'm not bad. Do you never sign petitions for stuff? Have you no passions, Jen?
No. No time. But I'm great at donating. I'm like, great at donating. Like, I'm like, put your money,
put your money where your mouth is.
You know what I mean? I'm great at donating, and like, if somebody really needs me, I'm there. But like, okay, sign a petition for this kind of stuff. Like,
that's fair enough. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, there's bigger problems in the world. Like, the last time I got up in arms about something was a certain hotel beside Fibbers on Parnell Street.
Go on.
Wanted to, I'm not going to name the hotel, I'm not going to give them any free advertisement, Jen.
You just said they're next to Fibbers, so I think people can...
Yeah, look it up on Google Maps, I don't care. But Fibbers shares a smoking area with two other pubs. It's a great big smoking area, big TV screen, great for matches and stuff. And the hotel wanted to extend the hotel into the smoking area. I wrote to every single Dublin city councillor and said, no, this is not happening. And I was like, you know, the north side needs more places for people to meet up. People are always going to the south side. What about the north side? I appealed to their sense of sort of middle class guilt. Mm. And they were like, yeah, dead on, man. I'm going to...
Did they ignore you?
No, they didn't. Even the Lord Mayor got back to me.
What?
Yeah. Was like, I'm all over this.
Must be a smoker. Why else did they get back to
well,
you?
Well, I love Fibbers. I'll defend Fibbers with a big sword.
What is it with you and Fibbers?
I just love it. It's like the 90s, man.
Is it?
It's the best pub.
Do they have Buckfast
on
tap? I learned not about Buckfast from you.
Did you?
Yeah. You taught me. You and Ed Salmon. I never heard of it before. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's, well, we're not going into
sugar
a conversation.
And caffeine.
Yeah, it's just sugar and caffeine.
Well, there are other tonic wines available.
Okay.
Because we're RT, we have to say that.
We have to say that. Yeah, absolutely. Fake tan. I have vowed not to wear, maybe that's why Marty didn't recognise me, because I vowed to ditch the fake tan because it was getting out of hand.
How so?
Lau said I looked like a different race on the telly one day. I was like, it was.
And he's Italian.
Yeah, it was. And it was fine because you're in the boat and that's fine and I don't mind wearing it and I've nothing against tan. But to the point where it takes over women's lives, the Tan Thursday is a thing for what women in Ireland.
So like you have to set it up, you have to...
You scrub.
Do an undercoat.
The old tan. I asked Lottie, would she take a picture of herself with no tan? Just, you know, because she's beautiful skin. She goes, it's going to take me 6 weeks to scrub this off. I was like, okay, fair enough. So it's like, it's gotten out of hand. We've had beauticians on saying, you know, people come in and ask for the ultra dark. I don't mind a tan. Audrey has tan on today. Doesn't she look amazing?
That looks great, Audrey.
Natural.
You must be like actually like the colour of paper though. Because
yeah.
You don't look
she's
like you're
very
in much
pale.
Tan.
Yeah, she's from Glenamaddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, so people go in, get ultra dark in the beauticians. Then they go back the next day for a top up.
Now, what colour is ultra dark? Are we talking like mahogany?
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Like Eddie Murphy shade.
Yeah, it's dark. It's dark.
I've never been attracted to
tan.
This makes me sound racist. I've never been attracted to fake tan. It just looks weird.
Well, fake tan is different to tan. You know, when somebody has a tan, somebody has fake tan. Fake tan, you can tell.
You can tell the fake
tan.
If it's too, like
if
somebody comes back
much.
From a sun holiday, or if somebody is whatever race of human being looks beautiful, but when it looks unnatural, it just looks freakish.
Okay.
You're like your man who does the antique show. What's his name? Do you know the guy who wears the little glasses with the chains on them?
I don't watch. I'm not an actor. I don't watch daytime telly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a busy woman. Yeah, talking.
Yeah,
muck
so don't
down
fake it. It's fine to get it and get it naturally, but you're not.
Well, like
a bit,
every woman I know wears a bit of fake tan for special occasions.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And that's fine. And I'm all
but don't
for
go
it.
Overboard, girls.
There we go. Thank you, Kevin. You've heard it here first.
Don't stain the sheets.
Exactly. You don't. Well, for different reasons is okay. Now, yesterday we heard about Kellogg's taking the British government to court over sugar in cereal. Mm. So the government want to take it out of prime position in supermarkets because they have a problem with sugar and obesity, apparently. And I lived on Cocoa Pops.
Yeah. Like, are you talking like in your 20s or when you were a kid?
No, when I was small. Yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't afford them in my 20s.
My mom, I went cereal crazy in my 20s. Like, they were my wild. That's when I was sowing my wild oats, Jen.
Were you?
I was buying whatever cereal I wanted. Mammy was miles away.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner job.
No, just like I was kind of like Jerry Seinfeld. I'd have like 5 boxes of cereal on the shelf.
And what kind of cereal?
Oh, all the sugary stuff. Frosties, Cocoa Pops.
Sugar Pops.
Occasionally, my wife would get me Lucky Charms for my birthday.
Stop it!
For my birthday, which is like £7, man. But that was a special thing. She doesn't do it anymore because it's literally marshmallows. You know, I'm literally a child eating sweets. My mother was against sugary cereals, but would buy us sugar puffs, which never made sense to me. It was like, sugar is in the name, ma'am.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm a porridge man. I'm very boring now.
Audrey is just texting. I got Lucky Charms for a friend recently and they were 12 quid.
Ah, now.
Do you remember the restaurant like, that
you'd
tried...
You'd want to get a dizzying high from 12 quid.
Do you remember they tried to open a restaurant that's just sold cereal?
The cereal. Did that go well?
No. It didn't go great.
I don't think that's a franchise yet, is it?
No, it's not going well. So are you all porridge and homemade jam now?
Yeah.
Are you?
Very boring.
Would you give your child a sugar puff?
No, probably not, actually. Just because I don't want to deal with the sugar rush.
Yeah, I know. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. If I had a very lazy child, I might give him like a line of Cocoa Pops in the morning.
Yeah. How is the child?
Great crack. And no complaints whatsoever.
Nope. No siree. Yeah. No complaints.
She loves a little chair.
What do you mean?
If she gets a little chair, sits on it, she's happy as Larry.
Is she a little old lady? Is she an old lady in a little lady's body?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah.
I love them. Me and Bernard used to talk about this, like young lads that act like old lads.
Yeah, I remember there was a young lad up the road from us, and I remember he used to, like when he was five or six, he'd arrive at my house. You know, there were people just Kaylee to your house and they're like unannounced. He'd arrive, this little child would arrive at my mum's house and he'd sit down and he'd just go, ah. And my mum would like, do you want a cup of tea or what do I juice?
What do I do with this child?
Asher, I'll take a cup of tea, I suppose. And then he'd talk about the weather. And then when he was leaving after about 20 minutes, he'd make a noise getting out of a chair like, Asher, I'm going to go and do a bit.
And he was six.
You're making Lego.
There's
like.
There's loads of them. There's loads of them.
Yeah, country kids like imitating old men.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, I love that. It's the cutest thing ever. Well, listen, Kev, you're busy. Well, you're not really that busy.
I'm incredibly busy, Jen. I almost cursed there.
What are you doing?
Right now I have to go do a voiceover because I did it wrong yesterday.
Tell people about your hair. You look weird.
I got an audition for a Scandinavian erotic drama. And I had to shave my head first and then got the audition but then couldn't do it because I was doing all the stuff. So now I just have a big bald head.
Well, now you have a hat.
Yeah, I'm going to wear the hat for 6 months.
Are you? Show us your head.
No, Jen.
Okay. That's okay. You don't have to. No, Jen. I don't want to, Jen. I'm sure you have a lovely head. Do you have a nice head for a bot?
I actually have a very round head. I thought it was a big square box of yuck. And then Siobhan said, jeez, you have a lovely roundy head. So I'm glad that I thought I had a real misshapen cown.
Yeah.
But no, it's nice and round.
You'll get to a point where the hat will come off.
Thanks, man.
Because you'll get too hot.
Yeah.
It says here, somebody is saying, Kevin should plug a gig here. He's doing something for Eurovision.
Oh, yeah. Tony Cantwell, internet sensation.
Oh, I love Tony.
Is organising a alternative Eurovision song contest in the Sugar
Deadly.
Club. And we've got Killian Sunderland, Justine Stafford, Michael Fry. He's a rake of really, really funny people. Who will be doing songs from various countries. I'm going to be doing Finland.
Amazing.
Doing like a sort of heavy metal thing. And that's in the Sugar Club in a couple of weeks. I think it's actually nearly sold out, but it's just good to flex, isn't it, Jen?
Yeah, it's
just
good to flex.
To tell people, like, do you know what? I'm doing something, but it's actually sold out, so sorry. They are talking about doing another show, so you might.
You should definitely do another show. That sounds amazing. Sounds like great crack. Sugar Club, a really nice venue as well. And Kevin, are you gonna like? Sorry, but like heavy metal hair. What?
I've got a wig.
Okay, lovely. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Deb.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.